Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Shane Isney, farming up in the Badger, Minnesota area. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in the field right now. Have you guys been able to get in and get some things in the ground yet this spring?
Well, we did. Last Friday was our first day of putting seed in the ground, and so Friday and most of Saturday we got the weather to hold up for us. And yeah, we ended up getting a little over 500 acres of wheat in, and kind of got a lot of fertilizer spread and preparing the field. So once Mother Nature does shape up, I think we'll be ready to go full steam ahead.
All right, and you guys do some sort of specialty type things up there with some different seed grasses, or are you still doing that this year? Is that part of the plan?
Oh, absolutely, and that's part of, so that's a crop that we seed in the fall. So right now we're fertilizing that and getting that ready for the season. So that seems to have survived the winter very good. And yeah, we raise a little bit of everything. We got some canola, wheat, corn, soybeans, alfalfa. And so we have a lot of times probably too many crops. But yeah, the ryegrass is something that's pretty specific to very, very much northwestern Minnesota. So.
And you said you guys on your operation doing some things with cattle as well, too, getting things situated there?
Sure, yeah. We're still moving a few pair out to pastures. Finally, the weather has shaped up. So we've got a majority of everything out on pasture now that's calved. And actually today, and we're doing some AI work. So we got to run them through a chute like four times by the time it's all over. But so today is the second time. And so the crew is going to do that while the weather has kind of slowed us down in the field. So they're taking care of a lot of that today.
And soil moisture wise, how did you guys come through this last sort of rain event that came through the valley and kind of affected northwest Minnesota and big chunk of North Dakota?
Well, we were right on the edge of it. So we only ended up with a little over a tenth of rain, but it's been kind of drizzly and kind of a slow rain. So things are, a little sticky, but, we fared fairly well. It was just enough to probably get the early seeding stuff going, but I think we'll be up and rolling here shortly again.
Today yet, you mean?
I think so. I just checked some fields and they're starting to see a little gray again. So it, especially on the fields that were worked before the rain, I think we're going to be maybe able to put some seed in the ground yet this afternoon. If not today, it'll be tomorrow.
All right. And anything going on as far as policy? I know you do quite a bit there too. Any farm bill discussions happening? As I know people are in the field pretty heavy right now, but anything that you guys are thinking about right now on the Farm Bureau standpoint of things?
Well, and Farm Bureau on the state level too, we've been working with the committees are now trying to put the final bills together from both the House and Senate. So we've been involved in some of those activities. And then at the national level, we've had people taking part and more so the American Farm Bureau now. It's kind of working with them on trying to get some of the things. But they are having some field hearings across the country and trying to get a little more input on the Farm Bill. And of course, we're always a part of that when we can be.
All right. Anything else we should know going on up in that Badger area before we let you go?
Well, very early in the process. I mean, we were one of the areas that was probably extremely dry last fall, and there hasn't been a whole lot of activity. We've got big areas of the Greenbush, Roseau, Badger area that haven't turned a wheel yet. So I think the hopes are with warmer weather this week and chances off and on of rain, but I think things are progressing nicely. If you would have told me 2 weeks ago that we're going to be in the field, I would have said you're kind of crazy, because we had 6 inches of snow on the ground, but things have moved along nicely. So I think the hope is optimistic we'll get in May this year and get those crops up and rolling.
Good to hear. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Again, Shane Isney joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.